She's with JCW, Jewish Community Watch, an organization that hunts down accused pedophiles who flee to Israel from the U.S., exploiting a process called Law of Return, whereby any Jewish person can move to Israel and automatically gain citizenship.
The ease with which pedophiles seem able to use this law as an escape route haunts victims like Mendy Hawk, who says he was abused from age 8 by a teacher at an Orthodox Jewish school in Los Angeles.
Yom Tov pled guilty in 2002 to sexually abusing and committing lewd acts against three other boys. He served jail time, but when he was released, he violated his probation and, according to JCW, fled to Israel with help from individuals within the Orthodox Jewish community. JCW tracked Yom Tov down and confronted him with a hidden camera in Jerusalem, where he admitted to illegally fleeing the United States with help and using a fake passport to enter Israel.
Other child predators actually have a much easier time fleeing to Israel to essentially skirt the consequences for their crimes, especially when the United States government helps them in doing so. So in lieu of prosecution and punishment, US authorities have freed an Israeli government official within Benjamin Netanyahu's administration who's suspected of luring minors online to perform sexual acts. In fact, despite any of the lies you might see online by Israeli defenders or Israel defenders, he was charged, okay? He was arrested and he was freed anyway. So let me give you the details about this sting operation that took place in Las Vegas. So it all started with a joint sting operation that was carried out by the FBI, so the feds were involved, and the Las Vegas, Nevada Police Department. The sting actually led to the arrest of 8 suspected pedophiles, including an employee of Israel's National Cyber Directorate named Tom Alexandrovich. Okay, so he is a pretty top level cybersecurity official within the Israeli government. All suspects were charged with attempting to entice minors online to commit sexual acts. But rather than jail and prosecute him, Alexandrovich, that's who I'm talking about, FBI officials allowed him to travel back to Israel where he is unlikely to face prosecution. Now, why is he unlikely to face prosecution? Well, based on the statements that we've heard from Israeli officials about it. In fact, I wrote about this with granular detail on my Substack page if you're interested in reading it. Veteran Israeli cybersecurity official caught luring minors for sex in Las Vegas. Why did the FBI let him go? And Kash Patel should answer that question. Pam Bondi, they should answer this question. So he was able to travel back to Israel as scheduled. And his short detainment after arrest in the United States wasn't even a blip in his travel plans. He made it back for his scheduled flight. And he's unlikely to face consequences because, well, according to the Jerusalem Post, an Israeli paper, a senior official at the Cyber Directorate in the Prime Minister's office was arrested on suspicion of links to pedophilia. A joint operation by Las Vegas police and the FBI over the past 2 weeks led to the arrest of 8 suspects, including Alexandrovich, 38, from Israel. After questioning, he returned to Israel and was placed on leave. That's all he got. He got leave. And then I'm sure once everyone stops paying attention, he'll be right back at work. No consequences. Who cares? He was just trying to rape American children. Not a big deal. The cyber directorate released a statement claiming that they have not received additional details through authorized channels to date. Should such details be received, the directorate will act accordingly. He was charged with attempting to lure minors for sexual acts. Those are the details. How many more details do you need? They say at this stage, by joint decision, the employee has gone on leave to deal with the matter until things become clear. And I should note that in his position, he actually advises other countries on cybersecurity and provides some of the cybersecurity software that the Israelis use, allegedly. All those countries are being spied on by Israel. I just want to be clear about that. I would bet every single dollar I own that's what the actual software is up to. And the issue of pedophiles being met with impunity in Israel actually continues to be a huge problem, which I want to talk about real quick, because they don't have a sex offender registry, which is okay, maybe they don't think it works for them. But there are all these organizations who have realized, wow, looks like child predators really get away with a lot here. So the Matzoff Association, which monitors pedophilia in the country, estimates that tens of thousands of offenders operate in the country unimpeded every year. They also report that 22 cases of pedophilia were reported to the Israeli media in July 2020 alone. The vast majority of the cases go unreported. Quote, they are not deterred by the police and certainly not deterred by the contemptuous rulings that come from the hands of judges in the various courts, said Eliran Malki, who heads the organization. Malki also cited a case in which one particular pedophile was let off without punishment by the courts, even though authorities found thousands of pedophilic items on his computer. Malki purports that the court was more concerned about how a prison sentence would harm his career. Oh, well, we can't harm the career of a pedophile and a child sex predator. And CBS also had this bombshell report, Cenk, in 2020, showing how American Jews who have been, there it is, how Jewish American pedophiles hide from justice in Israel. They essentially escape to Israel because of that right to return policy that they have. And essentially, once they're in Israel, they get to avoid any prosecution for the sex crimes that they've committed here in the United States. But then they also go on to reoffend and victimize people in Israel as well.
Yeah, so this applies to all crimes, by the way. You can commit any crime, just run to Israel and call yourself Jewish and you get to get away with it. So now, theoretically, they have extradition with some countries. They actually don't have extradition with a lot of countries because they don't want to return criminals. And that's, so those are facts. So I'm gonna take it one by one. I wanna talk about the pedophile situation and then I wanna talk about the extraditing Alexandrovich. On extraditing Alexandrovich, we already have a petition. We'll put the link down below in the description box. Please sign the petition. And it's a simple one. It just is saying we want the FBI to extradite him. I mean, the guy tried to rape American kids. If you can't extradite somebody over that, you're basically, in fact, if the FBI and the US government does not ask to extradite Alexandrovich, what they're doing is greenlighting the sexual tourism for Israel here in America. They're saying any Israeli can come here and rape our kids and just say, well, I'm Jewish and I want to go back to Israel. And we're going to let them go back to Israel. Mm-hmm. And then Israel's going to say, I'm not going to extradite him. All they were doing was harming non-Israeli kids. That's what we do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, what's the big deal? You guys don't even count. So, all right, prove me wrong, extradite him. That is a very serious charge. He was trying to rape our kids. But you all know he's above the law, right? You all already know that. You all already know we're not getting him back. Even if you're an Israeli supporter, you know, I know what they're going to say. They're going to sigh. And you'll see it in the comment section. Cry harder.
It's so disgusting. Good job.
We get to do whatever we want. To you, your kids, your money. We take it all. There's nothing you could do. Okay? Prove me wrong.
So there's some reporting, although it's not confirmed enough for my taste. Like So take it with a grain of salt. But there's some reporting to indicate that Trump actually got involved and allowed for him to go back to Israel.
So I don't know, but it doesn't matter because Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, this is your FBI.
Their FBI.
And by the way, great job on the investigation. You found these eight the terrible, disgusting guys who are gonna have sex with these underage children. Great job on the investigation. Seven are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
one
exactly.
Is comfortable on vacation in Israel laughing his ass off, going, maybe I'll go back. Or maybe I'll go to a new country. Maybe I'll get lucky there and rape some kids there. And then I'll, law of return, law of return. All right, so let's go to law of return. So this is a perfect case of showing you, not about Jews, about Israel, okay? So the Israelis wanna conflate the two things so they can use Jewish Americans and Jews overall as human shields. Oh, if you're criticizing Israel, you're hurting the feelings of Jews. No, that's why I love Jewish Community Watch. You know why, for those pedophiles? Their targets are mainly Jews in America, okay? So that guy was a rabbi. He wasn't going after Christian or Muslim kids. He was going after Jewish kids, Jewish Americans. That's why Jewish Community Watch is a wonderful organization.
Absolutely.
Going, not on our watch, right? You're not gonna come after our kids. And you know what happens when Israel takes them in? They molest Jewish kids in Israel. Why the hell would you want that? But they think, no, Israel above everything else. Israel even above Jewish kids.
It's disgusting.
I mean, this is insanity. There's a guy in Mexico did new pedophilia in his case. In his case, there was disappearance of 43 kids. A long story, okay? But bottom line is, among the many criminal acts he did was he stole $50 million, okay? But some of it might have been stolen on behalf of Israel, because he got Israel a contract with Mexico, did the fraud, and then said, law of return, and ran to Israel. And Israel's like, we're not giving him back. You got a couple of typos in your paperwork. Well, that's it. We don't have an extradition treaty with you. So by the way, that means anyone can steal money from any government, mm-hmm. and then just run to Israel. And Israel goes, ha, 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 already got your money, law of return. We're not giving him back. We're not giving the money back. We're not giving the guy back. All criminals who want to do criminality on behalf of Israel, we will shelter you. Even if you target Jews.
Yeah.
Even if you rape Jewish children, we'll hide you, because Israel is more important than Jews, more important than everything else in the world. The evil, despicable government of Israel is just more important than everyone. I'm sick of their supremacy. And they genuinely believe it, by like a bunch of messianic lunatics. They're messing every way. So look, last couple of things here. The idea of the sexual tourism, you think like, hey, that's a bit much, right? There's pig Americans and Europeans who go to Southeast Asia for sexual tourism all the time.
Yep.
And why do they do it? Because they know that they can get away with it, right? They could do it in Southeast Asia and nobody's gonna hold them accountable. It's disgusting. Okay, people from all across the world do it, can't stand it. Now, we've given a free pass to every Israeli, because all they gotta do is say, I'm an Israeli, I demand a return to America. And like dogs, America will say, no matter how heinous the crime is, how vicious the crime is, doesn't matter, we have to return to Israel. No, we don't. And when you do, when you say, hey, here's a guy who's trying to rape American kids, we're gonna return him to Israel, what you're saying is, Americans, you're not in charge.
Yeah.
And this is not a democracy.
I have to say one final thing before we go to break, because this is important. Which political party in this country fear-mongered about allowing transgender women to use the bathroom that they identify with? Because, oh my God, I mean, they're going to be predators. They're going to victimize biological women in the bathroom. Which political party did that? I believe it was the right wing, the Republican Party. And in fact, Donald Trump really leaned in heavy to those talking points for his own electoral purposes. But now we have a case in which an actual child predator was let go by the Trump administration. He was trying to rape American children. And the FBI, under the Trump administration, let the guy go. He's free. So please spare me with a bullshit concern, excuse me, that totally slipped out, concern about, oh, what a danger transgender women are. Okay, no, the danger is the fact that this country is occupied by the Israeli government, and our government will do anything to protect an Israeli, even when they're trying to prey on our own children. It's disgusting.
Okay, and if you love and support Israel, you should sign our petition more than anyone else, because guys, if they don't extradite that guy, there's gonna be a movement soon to ban all Israelis from coming here to America. Because if there's one country—
we gotta figure out what the hell is going on.
No, in this case, literally, okay? Because if there's one country that has blanket immunity and can commit any crime here in America and just go back to their home country, obviously we can't let them in. I mean, we would never do that with Venezuela or Norway or any other country, friend or foe. But if there's a country that is immune from, not diplomatic immunity, he did not have diplomatic immunity.
He did not.
Any Israeli citizen, any crime, and we have to return them? Nah, that means we don't control our own government. And if they don't extradite Alexandrovich, we have to ban the Israelis from ever coming here, because they're coming with a get out of jail free card. And I'm
and
not
that's
gonna,
dangerous.
No, it's super dangerous. I mean, what if they start doing the threats that we talked about earlier in the show? They just come in and start murdering Americans who don't agree with Israel, and then just go back home. And then America goes, oh, there's nothing we could do. Law of return, nothing we could do. You better extradite Alexandrovich. Otherwise, there's gonna be hell to pay. Okay, so maybe the Israeli supporters are laughing their ass off going, there's no hell to pay. You Americans have to be our dogs. We already bought your entire government, and there's nothing you could do about it. Maybe, let's find out.